Thank you for listening to the ALC Daily Podcast. Join us as we dive deep into personal stories, gain wisdom from Scripture, and be inspired by amazing guest interviews. Our goal is simple: to help you deepen your personal walk with Christ. At ALC, we believe that every person needs community that leads to encounters that cause growth. This podcast is one of the ways that we strive to help you become the hands and feet of Jesus in your everyday lives.
Hello, this is Pastor Benjamin Davis. I want to welcome you to the Friday edition of our ALC Daily Podcast. And we wanted to take a few Friday editions and interview members from our Cuba mission team. We apologize, you're going to hear outside interference. It's kind of overcast and windy today. We're taping this down in Cuba, and there's going to be some ambient noise going on, but that's all right. That's part of the experience, right? So I've got Bill Carlisle with me, and just wanted to talk with Bill a little bit and ask him a few questions. Bill, could you tell me, why did you go on the Cuba mission trip this year?
Well, because I went on my first mission trip overseas in Brazil with Randy Clark, and it was awesome. There was miracles left and right, so I came expecting miracles to Honduras, and then that was so good, I wanted to come to this one.
I love the word expect, because in the Bible, the word hope and expect are interchangeable words. So you came hoping and expecting to see more.
Yes.
That's just really awesome. Okay, so have you been... Now, we're only on day two of really being in action. We've had a full day of ministry on Sunday where we did three Sunday services, had a break in between. But today's our play day, so we've only had one day of ministry. Were your expectations met in that one day?
One day? Wow. It seems like... It was like 3 days. I mean, I had one service that I didn't see any signs and wonders.
Okay.
But in the other ones, it was like boom, boom, boom. You know, different people getting healed. And I saw a couple deliverances.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And so it was so awesome because I never did one. You know, before.
Yeah.
And so...
Did you find it fulfilling to see the person's countenance after the demon was gone?
Yes. Oh, matter of fact, she was so happy. She was hugging me. And it was like, wow.
Yeah. That's probably the most fulfilling part of deliverance is the countenance of the person when they are free of their demon.
Yes.
Yeah. Can you take a minute to describe, Bill... what was one of your most fulfilling things so far? Now, we're early. We got a lot more ministry to come. But what? Just tell me a story of what's the one most fulfilling, amazing, something's going to stick with you.
Well, there was several, but if I have to pick one, I'll have to pick the one with this little boy named Manuel.
Okay.
And he was last night, and it was actually from a word of knowledge that really wasn't him, but it gave me the opportunity to pray with him and his mom. He had...
Now, let's go back. Word of knowledge that wasn't him. So you felt... I remember you gave the name Manuel.
Manuel.
Right?
Yeah.
Now, what you thought was associated with it was what?
Was he was the father of a prodigal son.
Okay.
And so I believe the prayer was going to be for the prodigal son.
Okay. But instead, what happened?
A mother got a hold of me and said, "This is Manuel."
Okay.
And pointed to like a 7-8-year-old boy.
Okay. Okay. All right. Okay.
And the boy was just clenching on her leg. And so she told me that...
I'm sorry. I keep interrupting you.
No problem.
So here's the significance of what just happened there. The faith of these precious people is so high that this mother said... I don't care if he got part of it wrong. My son's name is Manuel, and we preached on how God sees you through a word of knowledge. That's information that God gives us that man didn't give us. And so she said, "God sees my son. There's something special going to happen to him."
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
The faith is so high that they're like, "That's probably for me. I want in," right?
My son's going to be prayed for.
Ain't that something? Yeah. I love it. Okay, I'm sorry. No,
that sounds good. Okay, so she told me that he had pain from his knees down to his feet.
And if you can't see this, but Bill is going from, he's got gesticulating from his knee down to his feet.
Going all the way down to the foot.
Okay.
And both legs. And so we started, I asked a couple questions and the interview and just started to pray for him. And I commanded the pain to go, and that whatever the cause of the pain, that it would be gone and not return.
Okay, let's stop there.
Okay.
So you interviewed him, and the purpose of the interview is what?
The interview is to get information to find the root of the problem.
Okay, you're trying to help find what is the root cause so we can pray for that to be solved, right?
Okay. Not surface.
Not surface, okay. And in the interview, you just found out that he had pain, right? Going down from his knee all the way down to his leg, right?
Yep.
Okay. And how severe was the pain?
I forgot to ask.
Okay. No, that's okay. No worries. Go ahead.
Oh, but I asked when this started, because that's a very important question, because it could have been a trauma in someone's life, or somebody may have done it, which there might need forgiveness.
Okay.
But in this case, it was from his birth.
From his birth, he's
yes.
had that pain
yes.
for 7 years.
I believe so. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh,
so that's
well,
why.
Well, no wonder that mama said,
"Yeah,
hey, right. His name was called." That.
That's why it really is one I want to remember. Yeah.
Wow. The drama of that story just went up for me. I'm having a little emotion here. Okay, so you chose a commanding prayer.
Yes.
Why? Why did you choose a commanding prayer?
Well, actually, I usually do both.
Okay.
I start out by praising the Father, and I ask him, I thank him for Emmanuel.
Okay.
And then I say, I'm going to take the authority you've given me, and I just command this leg or this pain to be gone. And so I kind of blended it.
You didn't command God, you commanded the pain.
Yes.
You're commanding the body part.
With his authority.
With God's authority
yep.
to change.
Yes.
Okay, finish your story. Keep going your story. This is good.
Yeah, then I had him, you know, a lot of times people are nice.
Sure.
And they say, yes, it's healed. And I say, 100%? He says, yes.
Yeah.
And he wasn't excited enough, so I told his mom, he's not very excited.
And you said, I don't need him to be nice to me.
right.
Yeah.
I said, tell him not to be nice. Is it gone? And she said, yes. I said, okay, run from here to there. And he ran. Because what we need to do after we pray for someone is to have them test it out.
Yeah.
And by them testing it, by him running, showed his faith in the prayer.
Yeah.
And so, sure enough, he ran over there, came back. But this time, when he was coming back, he had a huge smile on his face.
Come on.
And he just grabbed his mother's leg.
Wow.
And grabbed it. So,
wow.
Yeah.
That's extraordinary.
Yeah.
I want you to think about this, and if you're listening to this podcast, this boy has had this pain as long as he can remember. Now, we're not medical professionals. We don't know the why. We just know the what. And yet, because Bill was willing to take the risk, honestly, I read the word of knowledge for you, and it was a name, Emmanuel, with a few details, and I'm kind of thinking, I'm glad Bill's given that word. That's for Bill. If it doesn't work out, dude.
Yeah, right. Just move right into it. Opportunity.
Yeah, and so I just love that you took the risk of faith, and that this boy got a life-changing miracle healing in his life. Thank you, Bill. Amazing testimony.
Yes,
I hope this encourages you to take risks for Jesus, interview people, and then issue commanding prayers. Command the body parts to get better, and watch God work.
Amen.
Thank you for joining us on the podcast today. You can join us on Sundays at our South Campus at 9:30 and 11 a.m. and at our New Grain Campus at 11 a.m. For more information about ALC and our small groups, please visit our website at abundant.us.